episode one of Harnessed, the Falling Skies fan podcast that picks up from episode one of season three of the TNT TV drama. My name is Ian and I'll be your host. For those who don't know who I am, maybe more familiar with some of my other work with like Origins of Retcon podcast, the A Paladin's Tale World of Warcraft podcast, and also Coulson Cast, which is dedicated to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV series premiering on ABC this coming fall. So this podcast is going to be a weekly companion podcast to go along with the TNT Falling Skies TV series. It'll go out every Monday, and in case you're not familiar with my accent, I'm Irish. I know, it's a little odd, but there you go. So what I wanted to do with this episode was not only just introduce myself and introduce the podcast, but to also do sort of a quick review of where season two actually left off before we pick up into season three, which kicks off tonight on TNT. So where did we leave off? As we know, Jimmy is actually now dead following his Skitter hunting incident alongside Matt. Matt is still fighting in the Skitter Rebellion following the death of Red Eye, but as we've seen at the end of the episode, from season 2 episode 10, that Matt has actually chosen for the moment to actually remain with the rest of the second mass and the other survivors in Charleston. Captain Weaver's daughter is still seeking her father's help to try and help find her boyfriend Diego and the rest of her group who were she was separated from after they'd actually left. And we had seen that Hal is now infected with some sort of an alien mind control or an alien symbiote or an alien creepy crawly, if you will, following their capture by Karen at the alien's weapon site. And speaking of the alien's weapon site, Tom has just discovered that he's actually going to be a father again with Anne. Now, if that's not going to be scary, I don't know what is. And as the episode closed out, we'd seen a storm had been starting to brew over New Charleston. And a new alien species appeared before all of the survivors outside the settlement, with a new dropship appearing right before them. And a new sort of browny green lizard-faced alien race staring back at the gathered group of Charleston citizens, who don't know whether this is a friend or foe. And given the fact that every alien that they've encountered so far, apart from the Resistance, has been foe, it kind of has led into the teaser trailers that we'd seen from TNT that actually show up the thing of like ally or foe. And for those who haven't actually seen the 2-minute sort of teaser that they've actually put out from one of the episodes from season 3, you can check it out up on our Twitter feed, which is at Harness Podcast. If you want to follow the show, you can actually check out our Podomatic page, which is harnessed.podomatic.com, and the show will be submitted to iTunes. So if you're somebody who likes to listen to their podcasts via iTunes, you'll be able to pick up the feed from there. And remember, if you want to communicate with the show or you want to send in any questions, comments or feedback about the episodes or the podcast as a whole, you can send them into harnessed@outlook.com. So check back tomorrow for episode 2 of the Harnessed podcast, which will be up tomorrow night, which will be June 10th, and it'll go out every Monday, obviously because I'm in Ireland, so I don't actually get to see the episodes until the Monday, where I'll be able to discuss what's gone on in the episode there and how it feeds into the overall story and any sort of new developments in the story and seeing where they can actually go. So thanks for checking out episode 1. Hope you'll stay tuned and continue to listen to Harnessed podcast.